USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's Senatorial Election Day in Georgia. Herschel Walker.
So it is time for us to stand up, but stand together. Because what the left has tried to do and the guy I'm running against have tried to separate us. Well, we won't let that happen. And let's go back to what the great Bible said, a house divided cannot stand. So we got to start standing right now.
Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
He was a great running back, and we didn't ready to send him running back.
The polls are now open throughout Georgia and will remain open until 7 p.m. local time in the Eastern time zone. The U.S. government runs out of money 1 week after Friday. Government's reckless spending has caused inflation to soar and could be a sticking point moving forward. Tim Burke for our Phoenix Bureau reports.
Lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. Democrats want to pass a spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the 2023 fiscal year. Many Republicans are opposed to this, including New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, who weighs in on the issue on Fox News.
There should not be a long-term spending bill here. A continuing resolution should be passed to fund the government into January so that the new Congress, myself included, can get in there and rein in this reckless, out-of-control spending.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Soda and snack manufacturer PepsiCo is laying off workers at its headquarters of its North American Snacks and Beverages divisions. A sign that corporate belt tightening is extending beyond tech and media. Hundreds of jobs will be eliminated in Purchase, New York, Chicago, Illinois, and Plano, Texas. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Representative Pete Sessions on Newsmax Monday points out new investigations will reveal the Department of Justice was used by the Democrat National Committee, or DNC, and other Democrat leaders to manipulate content on social media.
At the time that they done wrong, and it will certainly save the pain later, because as these events take place, as investigators, as members dig into this, there will be blockbuster headlines at these not only banks, but also these companies that at the behest of the Department of Justice made political decisions.
One of America's funniest ladies has died. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
Actress Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. Alley rose to fame in 1987 when she starred as Rebecca Howe on NBC's Cheers, a role for which she earned a Golden Globe for Best Actress and her first Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress. More recently, in 2010, her life was chronicled on the A&E reality TV series Kirstie Alley's Big Life. She also competed on Dancing with the Stars and The Masked Singer. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.